Hey, it's Brian, and welcome to TPN The Walk-On. We react to NFL Week 8 and look at every game in Week 9. We discuss why the betting odds of the election are wrong. And now, in the Bet Bunker in Brooklyn, here is your host, Joel Walkowski.
So we've gone off the rails in studio here today.
Oh, it was bonkers. What were we doing?
We were debating whether Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune was the most famous game show in history.
Which is a very good discussion.
Yeah, and I'm in Camp Jeopardy. You're in Camp Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, it's good. You get to spin the wheel. You don't do that in Jeopardy. What's that? There's no fun. You just you say things. You say what first? Come on.
Yeah, you say what?
Too many rules. Come on.
How do you get to use a preposition in Jeopardy? You don't get to do it.
See, I don't even like those words. See, we don't do that. We don't do that in Wheel of Fortune.
I'm dealing with that. And then we move on to Cheers because there was a Jeopardy episode of Cheers.
Right.
And then we're talking about how, you know, Ted Danson has the best life of any man. And then the boss puts the kibosh on that. He says he'd rather be George Wendt.
Yeah. You know, breaking news. This is breaking news. Everyone wants to be Ted.
Everyone wants to be Ted Danson.
They can walk down the street right now. I mean, like, who do you want to be? Ted Danson. We even have to say his name.
Yeah, the best career of any television actor of our life. Is he bald?
Yeah. Well,
you're saying Ted Danson is bald?
Yeah, but he chose not to be bald, you know? Not everyone has a beautiful silhouette. It's cold in here, but I do want to show off how good of a job I did cutting my hair today.
You did great.
Didn't miss a spot. I always miss a spot, and it's 25 degrees in here, so no one gets to know.
And you did it. Just for people that are listening, his head looks immaculate. It looks like you shined your own shoe. I don't know. I don't know how to make things up.
Yeah, it looks like I shine my own shoe. I shine my own head.
There it is. See, I was there. I was pretty close.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy All Saints Day. Of course, All Saints Day, it is the day after Halloween, and you pay tribute to all the people who are responsible for the Saints win yesterday in front of Drew Brees.
I was wondering about your Saints. You know all about the Saints, and that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, do you want to know about the patron saint of gambling?
Yes, please. I've been waiting.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah, I tried to Google the guy, and he just seems from 1530. Like, I don't know what's going on in that time.
Well, the patron saint of gamblers is Saint Cayetano, and he was born to well-to-do parents in Venice, Italy, 1840.
That's fun.
And he's also the patron saint of the unemployed and bankers.
So the bankers do they have a little shrine for him, you think?
Yeah, every Chase Bank, there's a little Cayetano shrine if you look closely.
Wow, that's fun.
It's the financial industry's version of a mezuzah.
Okay. And they just pick this guy after just... And unemployment, that just seems like a lot of things to cover. Well, like the whole wraparound of, yeah, you have a job, but now you're unemployed because you gambled. So it looks like a good 360 there.
Yeah, and it's not good for gamblers why this guy is the patron saint of gamblers. And he was made this saint because he gave away all his money.
Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He just said, hey, I'm good. Like, I have enough in my pocket. I'm ready to give it to the world. Love it. I like this guy. Sign me up. I need one of these bazoozas.
He's a lot like us, except no viewers contacted him and told him, hey, take the Bills minus 3.5. The Bills are going to take care of it. What if he gave away all his money because people were giving him bad betting tips? It's like, no, Goliath has this. Put it all on the Goliath money line.
Oh, my God. That's
There's other patron saints of gambling.
Yeah.
There is Guatemala's own. Ooh. It is Saint Simon. But he's the patron saint of gamblers and drunks.
They know who to get. So we're focused on not like people that love nature, anything like that. It's just like gamblers.
Yeah, and
degenerates.
And people leave Saint Simon offerings in Guatemala. and he's wrapped in plastic because one of the ways to pay tribute to St. Simon is you spit alcohol and Coca-Cola on him to ask for his blessings.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I want to do this.
We got to get Roberto Alomar for this.
Hey, I'll call him up. I have his cell phone number.
Berto, we're going to Guatemala and we're going to be spitting.
We're going to be spitting all day.
And he's like, oh, you're going to pay a visit to St. Simon, are you?
Yes. You want to come with? And we're there.
I want to go buy a log of Kodiak and people like, Joel, what are you doing? I'm paying a visit to St. Simon.
He's like, have a good time. Spit on me. Spit on him for me, you know?
And that's... you know there's a third patron saint of gambling.
Oh, my goodness. There's too many.
St. Bernardine or Bernardino, depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
And he's the patron saint of gambling addicts and compulsive gambling.
This is not good. But at least there's saints for these things because they need it.
And St. Bernardine, he's known for his many female supporters.
All right.
So I think St. Bernardine was the Hunter Biden of his time.
And speaking of, in the chat here, Ted Danson wore the Saint Ted Danson. Ted Danson wore a hairpiece to conceal his baldness for the role. Sam alone during filming of Cheers.
Wow. That's got to be tough. If you're bald, you get that role, then you got to wear a wig the rest of your life.
Wow. He's kind of like a Star Trek character, you know? You have to put on makeup like every episode. It's a lot. It's a lot of makeup.
It's been a long life for Ted, but you know, he's never really acknowledged it publicly, but so I deduct him a few points for that as a bald man.
I would say so too.
And it's so crazy cuz he's done blackface, but he won't go bald in public.
Can't do it. You did Three Men and a Baby. Still can't do it. Oh.
And maybe he needs to have Whoopi Goldberg write him a sketch where he's bald in public. Okay, that was a reference that everyone's too young to get. But we had a good weekend. You had some very picturesque nachos, courtesy of your fiance.
Nicole, I still have to propose, but we're, don't worry.
I see nachos like that. I'm rounding up the relationship.
Oh, yeah. This is, I gotta lock that down. This is lockdown time. I'm a DB out there. I gotta lock this down. Nicole is just, she makes just all the food, all the just amazing food. And the nachos, she just knocked it out of the park. I mean, you go Tostitos with the scoops. They're the best for the oven. I'm just a little nacho tip for everybody. So good. And she seasoned the beef like a top chef. Top chef chef. She's so good. Greatest chef in the world, I'm telling you.
Greatest chef in the world. You had some nice nachos. You had a nice Sunday.
Yes.
And we've been lucky enough to have some victory Mondays in the course of the walkout. Today is not one of them.
Not today.
It's a rough week when you lose both legs of the Peninsula Parlay.
Oh, goes down the Peninsula Parlay.
Michigan down, Lions down. But I rallied and I put out like five bets on the early slate, and the only one that covered was Chiefs -19.5.
No, it was just such a, the weather really turned this weekend. That was like a big, big situation in a lot of games. Like the Browns game, there's videos of just kickers, like it's going sideways. It was hilarious. You saw it everywhere around, just the slippery ball. Even everybody was just, it was a cartoon of a Sunday, we would say.
Yeah, and we're going to get into this when we talk about what we learned watching this past week of NFL football.
Yeah.
But how was not a single home team prepared for the situation where, there's going to be bad weather?
It doesn't really make sense when you're in there in that weather. I know what Gruden said. He was squirting balls like with Gatorade. But no, the Cleveland doesn't have to do that. Like, we live in that weather. So why? We're not squirting balls. Play like you used to. I don't understand. I don't know if it's just camp where they don't have many times outside, that type of deal, but it still doesn't matter. Like, you're in the environment.
And it's Cleveland, it's Chicago, it's Green Bay, it's the entire Rust Belt. The population that plays outside just seemed like that possibility was introduced to them Sunday at noon.
Yeah, like I have never been this cold before. I don't know what it is, but it, I don't know if it was daylight savings time or something. It just didn't make any sense for any of those home teams.
And it's inexcusable. You guys live there.
Yeah. And what was very upsetting for me is to see the Raiders pound the ball like what we're supposed to be doing. That is the AFC East. You pound the ball and you make people pay. And it was just the reverse, and it didn't make any sense to me. I know Miles is hurt. Thankfully, his knee looks good. So now he has the bye week, and hopefully we get Nick Chubb back, so then we get this identity back of hard-nosed football, because nothing on Kareem. Kareem is just not that, you know, he's not that bruiser back. That's not his style.
He's a wide receiver who carries the ball.
Yes. So let's not get all, oh, Chubb's not doing great. It's like, yeah. Because he's just not fit for what they have and what they want him to do. It just, I think the Browns running back coach just is like, okay, we're just going to keep doing kind of the same game plan. It's like, no, man, we have to switch this up. We got to make our tight ends out. I want to see some more just Kareem lining up as receiver, as you're saying. Let's get crazy. Let's get inventive. We don't have Nick. Let's figure it out.
And that was not in the cards for you guys. A lot of bad coaching across the slate this week. And again, like, it was my Christmas yesterday.
Yeah.
I knew the Lions were going to lose.
You really did?
100%.
Oh.
I've never been the pessimistic Lions fan like I was last week. Like, viewers of this show, people from my life, people from my home, everyone was coming out of the woodwork and go, oh, we love the Lions this week. And I was like, no. There's a good offensive coach coming out of a bye. I respect the hell out of Frank Reich. I saw him be the guy most responsible for a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
And given a week off to prepare for this milquetoast, predictable Matt Patricia defense, you know he's going to eat it up like it's a Cracker Barrel meal.
And he did, and he asked for seconds, because that was just – Phillip Rivers looked different. He just looked like he was fresh out of college, just ready to sling the ball, and he was just letting it go. And the defense, you're right, it was just oof.
It was all.
But I wanted the Lions. I really thought they had it, but
no, they were never going to have that because the Colts, they're a little boring. They fly under the radar. But the fact of the matter is, they probably have like three of the top 30 players in football.
Yeah.
Darius Leonard, Malik Hooker, Quentin Nelson. So, I mean, it just seems like they're going to be an also-ran because Phil Rivers is their quarterback, and Phil Rivers is no longer an NFL player, but
hey, he looked like an NFL player.
He did not.
He did.
Those throws, his throws have punt trajectories. The guy in the booth, he keeps bringing up the stopwatch to time the hang time whenever he drops back the pass.
But he put some extra juice in there. Whatever, he had some Flexol or something in his body, and he just had he pushed it.
Was a coaching victory to me. I saw a Phil Rivers touchdown throw yesterday. He put so much air under it. Naheem Hines watched it come in. He had time to fully turn around because it was going over the other shoulder, and he had time to just like an outfielder tracking a pop fly. That's how he followed it.
But I think that's his secret. He has this idea. Okay, if I float it high enough, people are like, where's the ball? Boom, in the breadbasket.
And that's got to be Reich. He's figured out these weird trajectories.
We can't fix his arm, but we'll just do an optical illusion for the football for Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, you're going to have players be so open, the ball can be in the air for 19 seconds, and it'll work out fine.
Please do that. Please. What if that's the play now?
But, you know, it was all about one thing for me yesterday. I am the only fan in the world who feels this way.
What?
My two babies were going after it.
Your two babies.
Justin Herbert versus Drew Lock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your two babies.
Two guys placed in just awful situations.
When you said, like, my babies, I was like, what? But those are your rooks. Those are your...
Yeah,
are
I
your
mean,
little guys.
Both play for defensive coaches. Both just want to get out there and friggin' sling it. And Justin, yeah. He's great. Other people know Justin's good. I'm the only Drew Lock fan in the world.
I said I liked his feet, so that's good. Now I like his knees. So a couple more, and I'll like his whole body. And then you got and you got yourself a new fan. So that's okay.
And you knew that game was going to be the most fun game on
the
slate.
Oh, of course. It was incredible. It was,
Anthony Lynn, 16-point leads in four straight games, all of them blown.
You look at it. You just look at the scoreboard, and you're like, oh, okay. So the Chargers can win this. And then just calamity.
Well,
all
you
the
look
time.
At it, it's like, oh, the Chargers have already won this. It is mathematically impossible for them to lose this game.
Right. And there we go.
And they're built to protect leads. That's what the team is.
Yeah, Justin really needs to get that third down, the completions, late in that fourth quarter. Like, you have to do that. That's the major problem right now. Anthony Lynn is interesting as a coach, but also you're the leader of this team now. So do things to make sure you do those little minutes, because it's all about what football's inches, whatever,
a game of inches,
yeah, whatever dumb thing they say. But you got to manage that time. You have all this time. Understand that. I know it's probably a lot going through his head. He's like, I just want to be slinging the ball, but now he has to like understand how the game plays at the end.
Yeah, but I don't know how you can say, look at this situation where he has a coach with a track record where he only blows games and go, yeah, it's probably the 20-year-old's fault.
Well, yeah, I'm not blaming it on any. Well, I mean, they traded that corner, Desmond, just because they're blaming that. I don't think it's a problem. I think Joey Bosa's hurt. You know, I think that's a big problem, because you get your pass rush was very late to Drew, and Drew Lock shouldn't be having time to throw the ball.
And he didn't have time to throw the ball through the first three quarters of that game. Ingram and Bosa were all over him. He had no room. And then just idiot Drew Lock lucks into a victory. Yeah. He's dancing on TikTok. I've never seen a quarterback have a prepared touchdown dance. God bless that man.
He kind of has that Johnny Manziel type of like I'm more than just a football player. He has that kind of like swag, and I'm like, you're not that, Drew. Like, just chill, man. You're not. You're just okay.
Yeah, and he's going to be a quarterback on some bad teams, and I'm here for it. He came from Mizzou for a reason. He owns every SEC record, and you would never believe that.
No.
So I digress. We're going to get through all the NFL. We're going to have our prognostication, but I'm just this excited over Broncos, Chargers, being the gift I expected it to be.
Yeah, it was great.
And, of course, 1-5 on the – 1-4 on the – on the morning slates.
That's, you know, that was tough. It was just a, you know, tough hand to get dealt for you.
And then lights out the rest of the day. I thought about my afternoon, my early slate picks all through the week.
Yeah.
I let a couple people talk me into the Lions and the Bills. Like, I have a group thread with a couple Lions fans. And they're like, you have to place these bets. You have to do them. You guys owe me $50.
And what was your Bills bet? What did you didn't do the Bills?
No, I took the Bills. I took the Bills -4, though. I thought the spread was too big. And I told them, I respect Belichick. I told our boss, I mean, you can't see him, but it is like the visual from Muppet Babies. We just see a pair of striped socks and some buckled shoes. And they're over there recommending I take the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a well, they're actually worse than buckles. Can you throw me a slipper there?
They're very comfy slippers.
Look, this is what he's got there. He's got Uggs on.
Uggs.
And you probably can't tell, but we're back in Tom Brady tonight.
No, Uggs look, they look very comfortable, and they just put you in a different type of zen.
I've never had them. I'm a Burke boy.
Burke boys.
Yeah, I only need one. I only wear comfy shoes during the summer, damn it.
That's their slogan. Yeah.
I mean, I can't wear size 15 Uggs. An entire herd of sheep would have to be sacrificed for those bad boys.
Oh, yeah. You would be on bad commercials.
Joel kills alpacas.
Ooh, have you ever gotten alpaca wool socks?
No!
All right, we'll save it for next week. We gotta do Secret Santa on the show because there's only three of us.
Yeah.
All right. Can I talk about something serious?
What's that?
So we have a national election tomorrow that I am. It's probably illegal in some ways for us to talk about it here.
Oh.
Because it is illegal for U.S. residents to bet on the election in casinos in this country.
Yes. Supreme Court. They did it. They said it in 2018, I think.
Did they say that in 2018?
Like, you can't do that.
But you can bet on it in England. You can bet on it in any
country. All
the
cool other places.
Every other country in the world, you can bet on the election, I believe, where they have elections.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I mean, if there's a dictatorship, you really want to bet on that election.
Oh, that would be just good odds.
But, you know, if you are so inclined.
Yes.
I do think that there's maybe a generational value here.
Interesting.
And let's put it apolitically.
Okay.
Because we lived through 2016, and that's where a lot of the advanced statistics were just embarrassed.
Okay.
They were wrong. They were disregarded. And a lot of the dialogue here this year is, oh, well, they were wrong last time.
Yeah.
And that's not giving statistical models the credit they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the models have been corrected. The models have Biden with a 4-point lead on where Hillary was in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, if you are able to find the book, it's the Biden bet, it's between -170 and -180.
Okay, but it just, can you vote? So can you like vote if a Biden Biden wins like certain states? Can you do that or no? Is it just a full?
Oh, can you bet individually?
If you were to be overseas, or if you were to have your action at an offshore book,
yeah,
yes, those lines exist, but there's actually worse value in a lot of those toss-up states than there are in the general election.
General election, yeah,
and that is because there is this perception that the stats, that the polling, that the models don't matter. And
what
carries more weight to you? The perceptions of people who saw something work once and throw it out, or the work of thousands of mathematicians trying to hone something and get it correctly? And this is an opportunity to go along with the math, and because of the perception, the Vegas math, or in this case, the offshore math, doesn't align with the math of the event at hand.
Mm. Well, I think I've only gone to Algebra 2, so let's go with the math people, because they landed people on the moon, so that's really good. I saw on the U.S. election, let's say here, that someone's from the U.K. is betting £1 million.
And what side did they take?
They're going Biden.
Exactly. And I don't have a political party when I sit behind this desk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do think that this could be a good bet for both sides. It's an emotional equilibrium. If you're a leftist, you can take a break from giving people your pronouns, throw it out on Biden to win, and then if he wins,
I'm gonna fine you.
You feel
one.
The same way you were all.
That's a fine right there.
You're not in the nun costume today. You can't find me.
Nope. Yep. Still find you. That's
if
easy.
He wins, you feel the same way you would feel anyway. If he loses, you lose the same way you would feel anyway. And then if you're a Trump supporter, you can take a break from breaking into Bubba Wallace's garage to redecorate it.
No, that's good. I like that one. Yeah, I like that one, but I'm still going to find you. It's an asterisk.
And so you could throw down on Biden to win, and then if he wins, You're getting a little bit back emotionally.
But if
he loses, you don't care because you're able to bet on something. The numbers suggest that there's an advantage in one aspect of it.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a really fun wager.
It's a fun wager, but it also makes me throw up. It's just like, if I get that money back from whatever the decision is, it's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, but if Trump wins and I lose my theoretical wager, I know I'm going to just establish myself as a corporation, get a better tax rate, I get the money back that way. It's a win-win. And there is this talk about, there's no betting on the election in the U.S. There absolutely is.
Mm.
And it's done in the form of options trading.
Options trading.
Did you know that the stock market, which varies so much.
Oh, yeah.
Every election day, you can look at the charts. You can tell what industries were apprehensive. It is a chart of how certain industries were feeling from an emotional way.
Mm.
And they were always had the market closed on election day until 1980. 19? And that aligns with the advent of options trading.
Yeah.
So as soon as people were able to make money in a quick one-day window,
Get that cash grab.
Yeah, it is a cash grab. And you can just buy based on the volatility and you'll win either way. Like, if the right options placements are so much bigger, there's so much of a payoff than you could ever have at a casino. And it's perfectly legal. And looking at the history, it suggests that it was only made legal, that the market was only open on election day, so people could make a ton of money there.
Mm. Ooh, that's some dark. that's so scary. Just as a business, that you're like, okay, I can sway people in the price amount and then make money. Like, you can jack up the price of your stock just because, and then just bring it down.
Well, you can just bet that the stock will move one way or another.
Oh, shit.
So you could have a volatility option on just the S&P 500 as a whole, and you're going to make money either way. As the volatility increases, you can sell it at like 12 o'clock on election day, and you'll be fine.
Wait, so you can go anyway and still make that money just because of that if you use that volatility thing you're talking about.
Yeah, this is like, it's probably a couple month conversation that we need to have to fully express these ideas.
Right, algebra 2 again.
But I think the reason election betting is illegal in this country is because if we put that under a microscope, we have to put this other aspect under a microscope. And basically, all the problems that both sides kind of agree exist in this country are on display in just how any investment firm worth their weight in salt can make money on an election.
Wow. That's cool.
Wow, we got heavy.
We got heavy.
Well, Sam.
I feel like one of those CNN money TV shows.
That's correct.
And like, you're Kramer. Like, you're doing Kramer stuff right now.
Yeah, give me a tie. Where's Kramer? I got impressions of both, but you might not enjoy the one Kramer impression.
Probably not that one, yeah.
Just to bring some levity back, probably the funniest thing in the world is the heckler who heckled Kramer.
Yeah.
He's like, you got no shows. You got no movies, Seinfeld, that's it.
Seinfeld, what a show.
So if you don't want to bet on the election, you know that BetMGM Sportsbook is live for legal betting in Colorado, Indiana, Nevada, New Jersey, and West Virginia, and it's not in my copy, but probably Tennessee soon. Yeah, as of today, it's live in Tennessee. So if you're betting on NFL or college football this season, which you probably are, take some of that action to BetMGM Why? Not only are they the official sports book of Jamie Foxx, not only are they the official sports book of the Detroit Lions, because for a limited time, BetMGM has a special signing bonus for the Props Network listeners. All you have to do is create a new account at BetMGM, use code WALKON20, and then you will get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $500. That's right, just enter code WALKON20 and up to a $500 bonus bankroll is yours. Then you will enjoy all that BetMGM has to offer, like earning $10 free bets every week in the Money Monday Club, which I like the timing of that. I say it every week, but I feel it. And then they have multi-sport parlay boosters and the new Edit My Bet feature that allows players to change their bet tickets after they're submitted. So try BetMGM with code WALKON20 now while the offers last. Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or someone you know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. All right. It's very easy to bring up the dictionary on a Mac.
Oh, yeah. They want you to learn words.
I've done it 4 times during this show already. Get out of here, Webster. I feel like Alex Karras.
Right. So the thing you need to do, you go to System Preferences. Never mind. I'll Slack you how to do that. It's very, you know, they try to be intuitive, but it's like, chill. Yeah. Chill out, Tim Cook.
Okay, so we every week we go through what happened and we talk about what we learned. And let's do a new segment here.
Ooh.
We have the FOMO report. And FOMO, it's not fear of missing out. It's front office management operations. We're right. going to tell you one instance of a well-run company.
Yes.
We're going to have another instance of a poorly run company. So what do you want to start with?
Let's go poorly.
Yeah. And this harkens back to something we discussed earlier. And I got to say, the Chicago Bears are the poorly run company this week.
What you feeling?
For no other reason. You know you play in Chicago.
Yes.
You know there's inclement weather.
All the time.
How do you not have a plan for fixing the QB's transmitter?
In Star Wars, you have R2-D2 when you fly the X-Wing and stuff. Why don't you have a backup helmet? What's going on?
They didn't have a backup. They had to figure out the helmet on the fly, so Nick Foles didn't have any communication with the sideline for a solid 4-minute stretch in the fourth quarter.
The worst time with a guy that's just been there for like a cup of coffee. You know, he doesn't know all the nuances of that offense. He's going out there blind. I feel bad for Nick.
And there is like this talk about like, oh, Roethlisberger's drawing a play.
Right, yeah.
Nick Foles is not that guy.
He's like, whoa, hey, no, I need the PowerPoint.
He throws one route and it's a straight friggin' line.
Don't move too much, okay? I can't throw very far, so don't do that to me.
Yeah, so the poorly run company, it's got to be the Bears, because if your assistant coaches, if your equipment managers aren't on the same page, your players aren't going to be on the same page.
Also, as an equipment manager, have you not thought about this issue before?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things. You know something bad might happen. So let's always have a backup. I don't know. There's always backup footballs. Come on, you got a helmet?
Yeah, and I...
So upset.
I come from production design. I work on location shoots. And on those location shoots, we have a backup set of walkie-talkies.
See?
To take pictures of couches. We're not even trying to beat the New Orleans Saints. And we're like, yeah, we really got to talk this through. Do we want to take a picture of the couch here or here? We want to have that conversation. They don't want to give Nick Foles the plays. It's nuts.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's your poorly ran.
Poorly ran.
But not out of the division.
Yeah. Is anyone out of that division? Is
one team.
Shut up. we beat Minnesota this week. We're back to 500, and then we've got the Texans on Thanksgiving.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, anything could happen in this truncated, weird season.
I know.
And for our well-run company,
mm-hmm,
let's go with the Miami Dolphins.
I agree.
Great win with all the metrics. If you were to just look at first downs, yardage, you'd go, the Rams won by 28 points. No.
Every phase won for the Dolphins. That's when you have a team win like that for a young team, Sky's the limit, my friend.
And I like them for starting Tua.
Yeah.
Not because they
Did
want...
Did you see him get his ass kicked real quick?
Yeah, yeah. He got strip sacked his first play, but they're not starting Tua to win now.
Yeah.
They're starting Tua because they did such a good job ripping off the Houston Texans.
Fleeced.
They might have a top five pick next year.
You're right.
With some of the best quarterback prospects since Peyton Manning.
Wow.
And they have Tua. Tua is this great generational talent, but they want to figure out if they want a different generational quarterback.
And that's totally great to be in that position. And wow, for the Texans, you no one was expecting the Texans to be 1-5 right now.
Yeah. So they're in the middle of a playoff hunt, and they're taking this long view as view of their franchise operations and dovetailing that with a significant and statistically relevant win on the field.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It
Hats
really
off to Brian Flores. He's been incredible through his entire tenure, and things are turning around in Miami before our very eyes.
Yeah, I mean, this what I saw on Sunday, their defensive team is just okay. If they're believing and they can rush the passer, especially Jared Goff, hey now. We have a shot at actually winning this division possibly. Especially with the Patriots losing. Oh, that feels so good for them.
The Patriots are losing. The Bills have kind of cooled off.
Right.
So
they don't have a running game. And if you can stop their running, hey now. You're right. Miami,
you're
actually
enough
have it.
Like Hank Kingsley without bringing hey now into the equation. This likable doofus with a mustache is bringing hey now into the mix. You watch it, Brian. We're going to get sued by Gary Shandling's estate when they take a pause from tweeting in his voice for some reason. The Gary Shandling tweet. Yeah, Gary Shandling, they'll tweet like notes from his private journals and stuff.
Awful.
That's where Ben Carson got his idea from.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay, so we're going to go through. We're going to talk about the things we learned. But before we get to it, let me just say that I wasn't able to find odds on the Tua Rookie of the Year bet or the Colts division bet yesterday morning. Would have been great value. I looked for him. I couldn't find him in that window in time. Whatever. So let's have some fun here to get right into it. Jets traded linebacker Avery Williamson to the Steelers.
Great.
He was on a winless team. Now he's on an undefeated team, and he celebrated. We talk about the GOATs.
Yes.
And the GOATs are unimpeachable. And Danny Green, his status as the greatest athlete social media post of all time is in trouble. We all know Danny Green had some fun taking selfies.
Right.
And Avery Williamson, as soon as he was traded, he put on his full Jets uniform, hailed a cab.
It was beautiful.
You see this, Sam?
It's incredible.
Holding an umbrella in full uniform.
Didn't even take the pads off.
Yeah, he got dressed to take that photo.
You know, he can't get a cap here,
though. Oh.
Yeah, he's not getting a cap here. Nope. Oh, wow. So cool. That's so great.
All right, so let's go through this week's slate. We're going to talk about what we know, and we have what would have been a great Thursday night matchup, probably the crown jewel of the Thursday schedule, looking forward to this season. Packers at 49ers. Packers opened at 3 before it was taken off the board.
It was taken off the board?
Yeah. A lot of injuries in San Francisco.
Right. Oh, boy. And they're going to be – their playoff chances are pretty much out the window. Or is Nick the QB for the 49ers going to be their savior?
No, they're done. The division's too good.
Yeah.
Every year we see that NFL defenses, they catch up with innovative play callers, and they got to come back around the next year like the Rams and Sean McVay have kind of done so far this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we remember the NFC Championship game last year. We know the Packers have a revenge game in them for that, and now the Packers are coming off a bad loss where they're being told you can't beat teams that know how to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the spread is here. I am backing the Pack.
Yeah. Take it away. The 49ers are so banged up, they shouldn't even play, honestly. I don't know if that's possible. They should just be like, oh, yeah, we all have COVID. Can we scrap this game? Packers are just gonna win this hand, right? They always bounce back. When they against Tampa, they always bounce back. So I see Aaron Rodgers going for five real quick.
Yeah, the Packers, like their story as a franchise, they always have a great quarterback and a defensive coordinator who their fan base wants executed.
Yeah, yes. Like Mike Pettine, he plays this like his 3-4 defense is not great, and it's never been great. It's one of those break-bend defenses, but they break so many times, especially against the run. So. Ain't happening.
Yeah, I mean, this spread would have to be 10.5 for me not to bet on the Packers here. It can't be that high because they're a road team, because they lost last week, because they don't play well this style. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's going to be at like 6.5. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Packers all the way.
All the way.
Most fun game of the weekend, your Seattle Seahawks. And they're facing the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks, they're better than anyone but KC and maybe Pittsburgh, but they're going across the country to face a team that can get in the driver's seat for the division. So, listeners, viewers, don't bet on this one.
This is a stay away. It's going to be one of those ugly games, and I don't think Russ is going to throw for that much. It might be a lot of him running for his life a little bit, but. If they get Carlos Dunlap by the Bills by the game, maybe you might see a little difference, but their defense just is poor.
Their defense is poor, and the Bills, like, I mean, if it's Seattle's pass rush is better, they have a lot of quick timing routes. They throw underneath to all those speedsters.
Yeah, Cole Beasley,
Stephon Diggs, anyone who's 6 foot and runs a 4.3 40 is on the Bills receiving core.
Yeah. So yeah, it could be one of those, 17-10, or we're going double digit for everybody.
Yeah, this might be a 35-38 barn burner. This speaks to me as the best game of the week. I think it'll be really fun. I think the travel elements mitigate the Seahawks' strengths.
Yes.
And just get your popcorn ready.
You're going to see a couple mobile running backs. And then Seattle might have a little leg up because they have to face Russell Wilson in practice. So, like, we kind of know how to deal with a running quarterback a little bit.
Yeah. So, that one, don't spend any money. Next one, Lions at Vikings.
What are you taking, huh?
Vikings you favored by 3.5.
That's disrespectful.
To who?
Well, I mean, the Vikings coming off that Trump. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, give me some more a little bit.
But 3.5.
Dalvin Cook's back.
3.5 is the key figure. Vegas, you see that 3.5? That tells you where the heart is.
You're right. That 0.5. Is that 0.5?
You got to back the Vikings here.
Yeah.
The Lions may win this game, but the math is the Vikings because they have so many new pieces.
Right.
They're going to get better as the year goes along.
I just love that you're like, you know, it's your team, but you're putting down, you're using the math. That's good because I would just bet with my gut all the time and say, Browns win all the time and lose all of it.
I mean, the only bet I've seen you make was Alex Crusoe for NBA Finals MVP.
For sure. What happened?
Yeah. I mean, he was close. He probably got a couple votes.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he did.
So, yeah, that one, I'd probably take the Vikings there. I won't do it. It's my religion. I'm not allowed to bet against the Lions, but
yeah,
Vikings are going to win by 10-14, I would imagine.
Okay.
And maybe the Lions get hot without Galladay. I don't know.
Stafford's a guy. You just got to give him multiple targets because they know where to lock on with Matt. Like they know how he plays. So he just needs some more. Needs those guys healthy soon.
And the offensive play calling so bad. Yeah. I imagine Minnesota. Like I don't think Minnesota's out of the playoff berth. Race yet.
You really think?
There's an extra spot. Mm-hmm. Is it going to go to an NFC East team? No. You know, there's going to be two from the NFC South.
Yeah.
Is it going to... There's not going to be another one from the East, and there's going to be probably two from the West and easily two from the North.
I mean, what you saw on Sunday is pretty much, oh, when we were just a Dalvin Cook away. If that's the Vikings' identity, what they're going to do. If they do that, yeah, they're a playoff team.
Yeah, and their talent level's there. Now it's a matter of them getting their record to catch up with their team.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, take the Vikings there. Giants at Washington.
The Washington's going to for sure win that one. So I don't, but question is like how by how much. They're not a high scoring offense.
They have no good, their receiving core is good.
Yeah.
Their defensive line is very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, that's enough to beat the Giants.
pretty easy. Because you never, I think the funny is, like, you just don't know what Danny Dimes you're going to get every week.
Yeah, he'll either be like a train wreck or pretty bad. Which one are you going to get? None of them should have been picked fifth overall, so.
Yeah, he's really not showing up for that fifth pick overall.
No, not even a little bit. And then. Yeah, the line's not out yet, so I don't know which way to go on that. But
yeah.
I would imagine Washington, off a bye, no less, wins by around 7.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 or 7 for that, for sure. I think that's pretty easy.
And you know what? We're looking ahead at the schedules.
Yeah.
There's still good value on Washington to win that division. There's a 4-game stretch here.
Yeah.
Right off a bye, Washington can go on a run.
That's what you need. That's what you need. And a lot of the other teams that are in that division are going to be playing pretty. Like, it's a tough schedule. And you don't know what the Eagles are. They have no idea what the Eagles are.
And here's the play. Here's the way to put it out there. You bet a little bit on Washington to win the division right now.
Cool.
I think they are around 4-1. They were 4-1 last week, and the Eagles win wouldn't hurt those odds. So you put $25 on Washington to win that division.
Love it.
With the plan that bet will hit, and then you go against them in their first playoff game.
Yes. Yes, that's a great chess move. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, like absolutely Washington can make the playoffs. Can they win a playoff game?
No.
And we're confirming it's 4-1 still. So
look, do it.
I'm pulling up the Washington schedule right here.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to Google Washington football team schedule? That's just going to take me to every high school game around.
But, oh, yeah. And Kyle Allen's clicking, so I think it's going
to
be
good. Yeah, they pulled up Washington Huskies football. Shouts to Ty Willingham. Washington football.
That's a good program. That's a good program right there.
Team? Okay, that gets it. So they have Giants, Lions, Bengals, Cowboys are their next 4 games. They can go 3-1 that stretch, and if they go 3-1 in that stretch, they're in first place in that division.
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
You gotta love it.
And you know what else is gonna get you invested in cheering for a Kyle Allen helmed football team?
Kyle Allen. But that's good. Ron Rivera knew. He had something in his pocket, and he's like, no one wants him. So I'm just gonna grab him. Because he knows what I want, and there you go. And especially if this is kind of like how Miami is. If you have a good defense, you just need like an okay quarterback.
Yeah, but it's got to suck because Kyle Allen is a game manager, and he's playing in front of Alex Smith. That's like getting cucked and watching your wife sleep with someone who looks just like you. Like if I was into that, that'd be like I hired Mr. Clean to come over and give it to my old lady.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. But you gotta have that.
Yeah, can't have that. That's the way to do it. That's a fun bet. That bet, it gets you through to January.
Yeah, that gets me juiced. I'm amped. I'll do it.
Yeah,
yeah, is that, Mr. Clean into that type of fetish there?
I don't know. Maybe I'd have a better chance if I invited Mr. Clean over for myself. what side is the earring on?
Fine. $15 all in one session. Very good. Pretty easy here. Pretty easy.
It's on the left, Brian.
I don't know. Is that good?
I mean, they're both good. It's like, they're both great. I've got uncles who wear earrings on both sides of their ears, and I love them equally.
That's great. That's good.
Oh, no. I thought I was getting for how smart I was during the election thing, how am I this stupid now?
You used up all your energy. Those are your energy juices up there in your brain. Your brain box.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the world's smartest idiot.
Ooh, that's a good title.
That's who I am. Okay, next one. Panthers at Chiefs. Line is 12. I think this is another stay away. But the Panthers, they're an example how schedule makers can be the biggest test a team faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They had two divisional games in 5 days. They looked good. Rule had a good crew out there. But Teddy Bridgewater has been bad.
Yeah, Teddy's not ready for prime time. Not yet. Not with that defense. You need McCaffrey back. Then you're in prime time. So he needs to rely on his core players. And everyone's showing up okay, but he needs to get someone that's reliable on that running back, on that line there.
I don't think he would have ever started an NFL game if his name was Ted Bridgewater.
Ted? Has anyone seen Ted? Like, no way. No one's getting a Ted. Ted Danson, for sure, but no Ted. No
Teddy
Ted.
All day.
You got to go Teddy. He knows it.
Yeah, good branding there. He's gotten 25
Ted Bridgewater
million off
for Gatorade. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's made probably $30 million from adding a syllable to his name.
And that's right. That's how you do it.
Yeah, but okay, that one, don't place it. Next one, ooh, this will be fun. Broncos at Falcons.
Broncos. Book it. Book it in the books.
3.5.
That's it. That's the, you know, that half, as we said, I think they can do it.
Love the half point. Broncos, they're always getting 3.5. We saw what happened on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those games, though, because they're both two of those. They're the type of teams that will try to somehow rally back in the fourth. And Matt loves to do that, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
And you know Matt Ryan's such a pragmatic, like, reasonable quarterback. He's going to pull Drew Lock aside after the game, and Drew Lock's just going to be, like, looking at his phone.
hey, good game. Hey, you want to TikTok real quick? You want to do a TikTok dance? That's a good TikTok dance over there.
Yeah, he's great. So I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was a Bears fan for the day.
Oh, boy.
I put money on the Bears +5.
I see, because you sound sad. You sound very upset with yourself.
Yeah, I had a friend from Chicago come over. Yeah. We made chili, and he was so upset during the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get... If you watch a game with Bears fans, they're cursing about quarterbacks who last played in like 1998.
Yeah,
fucking Cade McNown.
They can't. History always haunts them.
And what happened to Matt Nagy?
You're out coaching yourself.
He's getting cute.
Yeah.
Like, there was that incident where the Bears player punched the Saints cornerback 2 times. He slapped him once. Didn't get his attention, then he kind of looked, and then he just punched him, which is a bad look. You don't want to punch a helmet.
Yeah.
And then when asked about it after the game, do you know what Matt Nagy's response was?
He didn't see it, right?
He said he was looking at the ground.
Hey, Matt, you don't say that to the reporters, okay?
Yeah, you could be like, yeah, it was bad.
You're right. That's it. It's unacceptable.
Like, if you're in charge of a company worth billions of dollars, maybe if something about the behavior of your employee, you don't want to say you weren't paying attention.
Never. We really need to, whoever, when an NFL player punches another NFL player in the helmet, they should just get banned for life. Because that's just the dumbest move in the world. How's this fun? Let me punching a helmet. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, not at all. That's how you break hands. That's how you break metatarsals.
That's a lot of metatarsals in there.
And they're at the Titans. The Titans are favored by 6 points, and I think I'm going to be back in the Bears' money line here.
You really?
Well, look at the three most important players from last year's Titans line, the trenches, outside of Derrick Henry. Jarrell Casey's in Denver.
Right.
Jack Conklin's in Cleveland.
Yep.
And then Taylor Lewan is on the injured list for the
year.
That line is bad.
Mm.
And they're playing the Chicago Bears with an awesome defensive line. A lot of the Bears look like actual Bears, and I think that's cool.
That's what they do. They're like, okay, I like what his picture is. Okay, he does look like... Put the Bear format on him, and then there we go.
Yeah, they look more like their mascot than any other team. And, like, I feel like the Titans had the same, like, organizational focus as Dallas, where they just kind of let their... They're like, oh, we're good based
we're
on
good
our
here.
Line, but we don't care about the line anymore. Right. And I feel like that's going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah, good point. And to just have to lose Conklin, you're like, oh, yeah, we can just bring some guy in there. That never happens. You can't just bring someone that was a Pro Bowler in and be like, okay, he's gonna figure it out. And it never happens quickly. You got to give these people a long time to really understand what they have to deal with. They made it look easy.
Yeah, and it's just like the Bears are certain teams where they're just going to be lost against. Mm-hmm. But the Bears, historically, they win games you don't think they should.
Yes.
And I think they can out-tough Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like in the trenches for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're putting Derrick Henry with no real line against that front seven. I think Chicago comes out on top against a really bad defense with an offensive performance where they need to bounce back. So... Yeah, I think there's going to be good value in the Bears there.
Yeah.
And then Ravens at Colts.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't what we got.
Okay, for fun one. Who had the more impressive touchdown celebration yesterday?
Oh,
Nyheim Hines or Tyreek Hill?
Nyheim's. I mean, he did Power Ranger moves. Those are incredible.
Yeah, but Tyreek, he's scaled a 7-foot wall with one hand.
Okay, he is Spider-Man. Sure. Spider-Man versus Power Ranger? I guess you got to go. Spider-Man would always beat a Power Ranger up, so that's pretty easy.
Yeah, so Tyreek Hill had the better celebration. We've decided it. Yeah, and the Ravens, whatever, they lost yesterday.
They're okay.
They were forced to be pocket passers. They kind of mismanaged the clock. Things didn't go in their favor.
Right.
And I would blindly back them in this with a Ravens bounce back game, but the anti-Dak, Ronnie Stanley.
Oh.
He did it right. Study up, Dacky.
Oh,
you
man.
Sign the 5-year extension, then you break your ankle. That's what you do.
That's how you get it done in the NFL. Oh, yeah, I know. That's so, like, just for the organization as a human, too, you sign this great contract, you know, life-changing money, and then you're out for the season, for the thing that you love, right? It's just, oh, what a sword.
But as long as you put your name on the dotted line, I think the money is going to move towards the Colts in this one.
Yeah.
It has to, right?
I think it has to. J.K. Dobbins, like, their running game still showed out even when Stanley was out. So it's like, you might. I don't know if you're going to run on the Colts, though.
No, in the Colts, they played a Lions team with a little bit of a left tackle injury. This week, Decker was somewhat banged up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's a really tough game to prognosticate.
Yeah.
You know they're going to be trying to throw the ball down the field. You know they're probably resigned to a wild card at this point.
For sure, yeah.
And, you know, if we're talking about Washington betting against them in round one, you're betting on the Ravens no matter what happens in round one, right?
Yeah.
Ravens as a road wild card team.
All day.
Who's going to be the worst divisional? They're going to be going, ooh, this is the matchup they're going to have.
Yeah, it would be this matchup.
Yeah. They're going to play the Colts in round one of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and they're going to win today and have that mental ownership of the Indianapolis franchise. And then they're going to do it again in January.
I like it. That's how you do it. Did you stack those wins with that? And because they're going to have to wipe, you know, the mouth that taste out of their mouth for getting beat by the Steelers. You know, it just doesn't sit well. So you don't want to get beat twice in a tough defensive team if you're supposed to the tout that you are as well. It's just the name of the game.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers can beat Matt Patricia's defense. He cannot beat a Harbaugh's.
Shouldn't. Shouldn't.
Well, maybe only one heart. There's one heart, but he could probably beat. Shut up. No one said anything. That was just to me. Steelers at Cowboys. How did the Ben Roethlisberger MVP odds not move?
I have no idea.
He was 33-1.
And you were just saying that he was drawing lines in the dirt.
He was literally drawing up plays and going out there. He was doing the sort of thing you'd expect Ben Roethlisberger to do.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no value reflected. Somehow Russell Wilson is now minus 182 for MVP.
I still see it, but if Roethlisberger's doing this to the end of the season, I don't see it.
They haven't lost a game.
I just don't. You got to give it. Like, yeah, it sucks. We don't want to give it to him, but you might just have to. You know,
Roethlisberger went from 33-1, and this week he's 30-1. And I know there is an unwillingness, given that he is the dregs of society and mm-hmm. should be shunned. You don't want to give him the NFL MVP.
No.
But he deserves it.
I know.
This Russell Wilson thing seems a little forced to me.
I wouldn't say forced. I mean, we're seeing what DK Metcalf can do, right?
Yeah.
With Russ. So he's going to keep him in that MVP talk if he keeps slinging the ball. So, I mean, it's not, we shouldn't like poo-poo on how he's doing it. I mean, if he's going to keep winning games, you gotta keep due.
And Russell's great, but, you know, looking at the schedule, the Steelers could easily be, we got a fart in the room, the Steelers could be 15-1. Their schedule gets so much easier.
Yeah.
And how does Ben not win this if he goes 15-1 as a 65-year-old starting quarterback who weighs 300 pounds?
You got to give it to the 300-pounder. You just have to.
Yeah, this is a Babe Ruth-level achievement for fat athletes everywhere.
John Daly-level
achievement. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not going to make a Ben Roethlisberger, John Daly joke because, unlike John Daly, Ben Roethlisberger can crash his vehicle stone cold sober.
Sorry, John. Hope you're all doing okay.
Is Mike Tomlin the most underrated figure from this era of football?
Yeah, because you never see praise from Tomlin.
Because he's quiet.
Because he's quiet. Cool. And then there's some backlash with, you know, someone in his team. And like the whole Antonio Brown stuff, you know, everyone's kind of like, well, it must be Tomlin. Tomlin's the problem. It's like, no, just AB's an asshole. So he's so good. He knows what his team needs. I know he's a defensive team. Like, he's a defensive guy. And he just knows how to implement it and he can plug anybody in there. Yeah. And just, hey, let me get the seventh rounder from the Jets. I see a thing he can do. Cool. There you go. He's probably going to catch an interception after he gets through his COVID protocol. And then he's going to do like a tweet.
He's
going to
be holding the umbrella. He'll still get a pick. Yeah. One handed. He'll catch it with the umbrella like Mary Poppins of the gridiron.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Steelers at Cowboys. No line yet.
Come on.
Yeah, whatever.
What did he say Ben DiNucci said?
Ben DiNucci.
He said something like,
hold on. I'm guessing he said it mostly with his hands.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just said, what did you say? You said something like, he said that the NFL was hard. It's like, yeah, man. That's kind of how this game is.
Nice observation, Ben. Yeah, this line, it's got to be a stay away because the Cowboys can't be as bad as they have been.
Do you think it would be like the Chiefs bet? Like the Chiefs, like minus 19 thing?
No, because the Chiefs were at home and Dallas is a public team. So if Dallas is like getting more than 10 in Texas Stadium,
yeah.
I think their fans are just going to take a break from stopping traffic all over the country to place that Cowboys bet.
Hey, Ron, let's go to our local sports betting location.
Yeah, no. And we have our worst game of the week coming up next. Raiders at Chargers.
Did you say the worst game?
This is the least glamorous matchup you could have in terms. Yeah. This is anonymous.
This is the regular. The Raiders always steamroll. They always do.
No way. Chargers win this game. Chargers are favored right now.
Oh.
And if the Chargers had any other coach, they'd be in the playoffs. No doubt. Anthony Lynn is cool. And it's not like Matt Patricia or Adam Gase. He's like this badass guy, went through COVID without a peep of complaint.
Right.
And he blows leads like crazy.
He does. What I saw with the Raiders, with against the Browns, a lot of their linemen weren't, you know, in the game. You know, they got their, you know, the B squad, and they ran the ball all over Cleveland. And as I said, they were a little banged up, but if you can run the ball, then you don't have to rely on Carr. And then I think that's the chemistry that you need. Then you run the ball, and then Henry Ruggs runs for 50 miles an hour and catches the best ball in the league.
And I know the records couldn't be more opposite. Mm. I think the Chargers are a better team.
Yes, in certain spots. Yeah, I mean, their defensive line is, on paper, is better.
They've got a better quarterback. They've got a better offensive line, better defensive line. When healthy, they have a better secondary.
Yeah.
They're not trading Desmond King because they had a bad loss. They're trading him because they have really good player development in their secondary.
Yeah.
Like, for all of his horrible game management, like, Anthony Lynn's kept around because he's developed talent really well, and the talent is going to show out against Vegas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be one of my picks for the professional gambler. I'll be putting money on the Chargers here.
Okay.
And that's maybe to apologize to him for backing the Broncos yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a Chargers. They're my number two team. Yeah. They're Lions colors. And they have you have no guilt about becoming a Chargers fan because they have none.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'll get their due.
No, they won't. They're the second football team in a town that hates football. We have an LA resident here. How many Chargers hats have you seen?
There's more Raider hats still in LA.
More Raider hats.
See?
The Chargers are playing for their home.
That's why it's different. It's a different game, yeah. This is our house.
Next game. Oh my gosh, this is fun. Dolphins at Cardinals. We have if you're a football nerd, this is the future of defense versus the future of offense. And Dolphins are getting 5 points.
5 points. I like it. I like it. But I don't know. I think Kyler might be too much.
Might be
too much for the Dolphins.
Yeah, but this is one where, you know, Tua was against the Rams. He had a lot of – he got hit hard early.
Yeah.
So this is when Tua shows out.
Okay. All right. I'm still a little scared. He hasn't played football in a long time and really showed up. So he might need a couple games to actually look like a quarterback.
And this is a good opportunity for him to look like a quarterback because the Cardinals are missing their best defensive player. He's out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be able to move around against that defensive front. And, you know, it's the Cardinals, they're a lot of flash, but the Dolphins, they play meat and potatoes football.
Yeah.
Given that it's more than a field goal spread, I'm inclined to back Miami here.
Okay. I mean, I think their defense is going to show up. It's just how much is Tua going to show? You know, it's going to be a fun game. I'm really excited about that one.
And then next one, Saints at Buccaneers, Sunday Night Football. It's no Cowboys-Eagles, but what is? And the Saints beat them the first time.
Yeah.
You got to think the Bucs will beat them this time.
Yes.
And
Alvin Kamara, though, I mean, that's just it's always a factor. And, I mean, the Bucs defense could probably stop them. But if they use him correctly and just put him in space and try not to line him up against that D lineman, that Bucs D line, I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, and, like, this is the heavyweight battle that's been brewing through this NFL season.
Yeah.
The Saints are propped up. They're not the team they once were. They're so committed to being Breeze's team. It's insane.
Yeah.
Put in Jameis.
We can't. We have Taysom right here.
Yeah, we will never give Jameis an opportunity. We like this 6-foot guy who's always injured and he plays receiver.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
Back in the Bucs here.
Yeah.
Stone cold. As long as it's under 6, Bucs are the play here.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And then Monday night, we have the Patriots at the Jets. Patriots by a touchdown?
Yes.
Easy money. Easy money.
That is just drop off. Just drop off the money now.
I know the Patriots lost and everyone's in this like hubbub about them, but they played really well.
They were in it. If Cam didn't do that dumb fumble, you got to win it right there.
And if you take the COVID weeks away from that schedule, They haven't looked that bad this year. They're 2-5, but the losses are against Seattle. They're on the heels of like COVID wrecking your best players on both sides of the ball.
Right.
They're taking care of business against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, I kind of want to just empty out my stocks, empty out my bonds, and put it on the Pats money line Monday night.
Kind of feels like it, right?
Yeah, my fiance would be so fucking mad if I did that. Guess what? I put $80,000 on the Patriots. She'll be like, "Why are you betting on Michael Moore?" She's a real lib.
You two geniuses skip the real worst game of the week.
The two geniuses are us. the worst game of the week, is it Jets Patriots? Or is there something I glossed over?
No, that's like
skip the Texans Jaguars game.
Ooh. That. The Tank Bowl. Both teams are trying to lose. You're back in the Texans here, right?
You have to.
Minshew's
not playing, yeah. He's sick.
Yeah, but it's Monday, and you're saying he's going to be sick on Sunday. Like,
yeah, he's calling in. He's not going to be here. So you know,
he is banged up. But like, it's kind of like Minshew is getting Minshewed.
It's not even his fault. You know, they just don't have. They don't have weapons. They're not good. And it's like, oh, let's blame Minshew. And they're kind of maybe doing what Miami's doing. It's like, okay, let's just throw this quarterback out here. He might not do anything. He won't do anything. We'll secure a win. And then, hey, maybe Gardner comes back from his fake illness.
Oh, Texans, -6.5. Easy.
Yeah.
Because they don't have their pick. Miami does. There's no incentive for them to lose here like there is with Jacksonville. Jacksonville, they know how badly they messed up winning week one against Indianapolis. They're trying to lose so much throughout the rest of the season. The NFL takes away their win.
Yeah, yeah, you got to. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, no brainer. So it's got a little bit to form here, but it's looking like Texans for sure. That's a 5-star lock from me. Patriots for sure. 5-star lock. And then the rest, you kind of got to talk yourself into them. I'll take the Bears because of my thinking there, and then I'll take the Chargers and Dolphins because I think I just like those teams.
You do. You have a little sweet tooth for them.
Yeah, every team that wears teal, I'm a sucker for.
It's like, ooh, I like your colors. I like it.
Yeah, if there was a teal gang, I'd join them.
Tea gang, let's go. I love it.
Okay, so we're having fun at the Props Network. If you don't know what the Props Network is, and Brian, you should. You work here. The Props Network is the place where bets begin. No, the Props Network isn't a sports book, but it is where smart bettors and new players go before the sports book. Why? Because the Props Network has a few things that all bettors need: exclusive sign-up bonuses, reporting on weekly promos, free betting picks, and live odds comparison for every football game. A visit to thepropsnetwork.com before placing a bet guarantees that you'll be wagering with the best available bonuses and getting the biggest possible payout if you visit the Props Network when your bets hit. This week at the Props Network, you'll get $30 free bets, no deposit required from Unibet. That's Anthony Davis's company. You'll get 4 risk-free bets up to $1,000 at PointsBet with code BONUSPROPS. He laughed at that, but I'm going to get yelled at it. And up to $250 bonus credit when you make a new account at BetRivers. And this week, you don't want to bet Rivers. You can get all these deals and more at thepropsnetwork.com. You want to try the disclaimer? I do it every week. I have a good time. Do you want to try it?
No, it's okay. You can do it.
Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or somebody know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. Boom.
Yeah, I got to practice it. You're so good at it.
Give me a practice run.
I don't have it in front of me.
You do. You have 3 screens in front of you. Statistically, one of these has to be about the show.
Must be 21 plus to bet online. Do you see? I messed up. Do you or someone you know have a gaming problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. It's tough. It's tough. Wow.
Yeah, it is tough. That's why we make the big bucks. So this has been a fun episode. What did we go over? We went over the presidential election, why it's illegal to bet on the election, and why it's actually legal and problematic because there are bets on the election.
Oh, I learned something good today.
We learned about the patron saint of gamblers.
Yes.
All three of them. Hey, you ever want to spit on a statue? Let's go to Guatemala. And we went through all of our what we learned this Sunday and how we're going to utilize it this next Sunday. And then,
Ted Danson.
Yeah, we've learned that Ted Danson is a bald man, which only makes me like him more. There's hope for me yet, I suppose. And, you know, since we started doing this, I don't want to toot my own horn, but since we started going through what we learned,
yeah,
my record's been a lot better.
See? I'm loving it. That's more money. That's more money you to spend.
Well, this has been a good time, as always. Hanging out with the Bry guy in a basement. It's what every sports loving man wants.
Woo!
So, for the Props Network and the Walk On, this is Joel Walkowski walking off. We'll see you Wednesday. We're going through college football. It's going to be a great time.